Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Looks like it's September again.
It really feels like it, doesn't it?
September 24th, the official first day of September.
It really is official.
That's completely meaningless, by the way.
I'm getting
cranked. I have like no reason for saying that.
Perfect. By the way, if you guys don't know, you're listening to Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpxradio.net. I'm a little frantic at the moment. I'm trying to get things together. I'm getting instant messages left and right. People are asking me why they can't hear us because they're listening someplace crazy, I guess. I don't know. I'm a little confused. A little confused as to what's going on.
Because they're listening to Z100. We don't broadcast on there.
Sorry, I'm just telling them where to go on the message board. I mean, on this.
That's not nice.
Hey, so I'll tell you where to go. You're listening to Best in Show. Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpxradio.com. I just said that a second ago. My name is Chris. His name is Keith. You can call us on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405. You can get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Chris. Oh, man. I'm getting... A second ago, apparently, I just said tpxradio.net. It's actually tpxradio.com. I'm a jerk.
And by con, you mean calm, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm just getting totally distracted. I'm getting a million messages in a row.
Put your away message on.
Anyway, you got us on the hotline. I give you the hotline. I give you the instant. Oh, you can get us on Instant Messenger at Best in Show Chris, that I'll ignore. Or Best in Show Keith, that he'll ignore.
Which I'm not on.
Awesome. Everything is frantic. Everything is crazy. You know,
I explained in the chat room that our computers double crashed at 10. I said 10:59. I think it was more like 10:58.
Okay. Yeah. Everything got a little nuts.
But the best is that, like, you do preparation, you finish up, then you have the last few minutes where you sit around. If the computer crashed during that 5, 6, 7 minute period, it would probably work out a lot better. But unfortunately, that's what happens when you don't plan. Your computer crashes, and they just happen.
I got to talk to my computer and try and get it to crash a little bit earlier, like schedule it with me, get it.
We've tried that in the past. It never works.
Yeah, it's tardy. It's rude. I don't even understand what's happening. You know what it is? I think we're all disheveled and crazy after the grand time we had yesterday at the Renaissance Festival. How do I say it?
For those of you that couldn't figure out the code on how to really come...
It was a really good time. We really enjoyed ourselves. Thanks, everybody, for coming with us. Now, the way I understand it, actually, so for those of you who don't know and don't know what we're talking about, we are jerks. We idly claim that we're going to be able to do stuff, and we just don't put enough work in the way that we're supposed to. And you know what it is? It's not quite as simple as that. That's what I'm going to blame it on. the fact of the matter is we don't get paid to do this, and the people who do pay us to do what we do don't always work with us when we need to.
I'll take the full blame. I had...
You know what? You can't take the full blame. Here's the thing. About a week ago, we found out that Keith was not going to be able to go. We tried to figure out a way to make it work.
There was a miscommunication at my job. I thought I had the day off. I was told, you don't, so I'll expect to see you, in more words or less. Not really, but I thought I had the day off. I didn't, so I couldn't take it. There was a miscommunication.
And that was your problem. And then Vanessa and I were still going to go, you know, even without you, just because we told everybody we were going to go, even though it wouldn't have been a full Best in Show trip then. But we would have, you know, two-thirds of us at least. And then I find out on Wednesday night that I'm going to work at midnight on Friday. So I went to work at midnight on Friday. I got home about 9 o'clock in the morning. And
that's what's worse about your job. Because if I had been, the word diligent, and making sure that... Basically what happened is I traded a day for a different day. And I traded the day. I traded that day, so that's why I didn't have it.
I'll trade you for a draft pick.
Okay.
I'll take two draft picks for it. By the way, kill that light. That is our problem. That's why the show's not working.
Oh, my God. The show sounds better already.
Really? We sound great now.
So that was my problem. But the worst thing about your job is that you could be walking out the door in your cape.
When I'm on call.
Okay, true.
I am not on call. Ever since I had my little legal issues a few months back, I am officially not on call for another 3 weeks, by the way. The clock is ticking. 3 weeks, I get my license back. It's going to be awesome. I'll be able to drive again. Ever since then, I'm not on call for work that I can get yanked out and come in at any time. It's basically got to be a pre-planned thing. And the thing is, one of the guys that I work with just was totally unavailable this weekend. I'm not going to broadcast the live things of the guys that I work with. But for
oh, you should give his personal information and his social security number.
His credit card number
let's call his family and ask them.
But so that's the story.
For the record, I have no idea what you're talking about. So if it's coming off as crude, what I'm
basically, long story short, I could not get out of working Friday night because other people had serious things that they had to tend to. Don't get me wrong, the Renaissance Festival is serious, but
it's been for 600 years.
Absolutely, absolutely. But that's that. So yeah, you know what? I'll give you props. I'll throw it out there, Veal Chop. You knew in advance that we weren't going to pull it off, and we didn't. We'll pull it off next time. You wait for the apple picking trip that Best in Show is going to have this in the next month.
Well, I suggested a haunted house trip, and you made fun of me.
We'll probably do that too. And by do that, I mean do it. Well, for the record, we'll find out, I'm sure, as soon as the satellite link up comes up in about 15 minutes or so. I believe Vanessa actually went to the Renaissance Festival herself yesterday.
Then she's still there.
She's meeting it up. But awesome, good stuff. So, I don't know. I got a bum knee. I'll blame it on my bum knee. That's what it is. But yeah, if you don't know, you're listening to Best in Show, Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpxradio.com, not .net, as I said earlier. Vanessa pointed that out to me. I'm a jerk. You can call us on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405. You hitting your cough button over and over again over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So all you hear is a cut in, like a cut in the overall tone, and then me coughing in the background.
It's good stuff. You know, we could quite possibly have more technical problems than usual today. We're set up. In addition to computers crashing, we're set up a little bit differently today. We've got a couple extra microphones in the room, a couple extra sets of headphones in the room. It's totally insane and weird. We're going to try something a little different. We're going to have a couple of guests in today. I'm not going to talk too much about it until the fellas get here. But a fine rock group, or half of a fine now defunct rock group, will be joining us a little bit later on. We'll talk about that later. Because I'm sure I didn't send out MySpace messages to everyone explaining that it was Monty Love. But it'll be fun later on. Specifically, what things do I need to talk to you about before I get too caught up in things? It's a week late. We do a show on Sundays, so I can't really talk about what happened last Sunday until a week later. How about them Giants? How about them New York football Giants?
That was a good game.
That was the most ridiculous thing in the world. I'm not a Giant fan. I'm not an Eli fan. I think he's inaccurate. I think he will blossom into being good one day, maybe.
Actually, I know you're not a college fan, but I think Notre Dame, Notre Dame, Notre Dame is coming back last night. They were down by 17 with like a few minutes to go. It was probably
on par or dwarfs Eli's.
I don't think it dwarfed it, but it probably passed it. But again, it's college. They should have won the game in the first place. But back to the Giants, your favorite team.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is the Giants actually play ball in a real place for real people that are not kids that go to school. Don't get me wrong. It's been proven in the Best in Show Fantasy College Pick'em League that I do know quite a lot about college ball, as I am currently thrashing my co-host buddy Keith.
Oh, yeah, I didn't check today.
Thrashing him soundly. I think I'm winning by 3 points.
I was gonna say, I think we had two games left last night and we were tied.
Yeah, it was like five. I'm winning like for in the 3 weeks now. 4 weeks? 3 weeks? No, 3 weeks in. I have 593 points. You have 590. But I'm thrashing you. The difference between you and I is I know that I know nothing about college. I arbitrarily.
Well, you're basically proving that gambling is just that, gambling. Doesn't matter what you can claim to know.
It's a real gamble. But, yeah, it's just an absurd thing to even think that I do this. I just go through this this thing not knowing anything about any teams other than I always pick Clemson. Because Clemson was the team that drafted me on a Madden game a couple of years back when I played NCAA football. That I've always picked Clemson, and that's it. And then I just go down the line and just look at it and say, wow, 40 points? Team can't cover 40 points. 40 points, hey, maybe they can cover 40 points. That's all I did.
A lot of them didn't yesterday, but some did.
I don't even know. Well, and I was like,
so you're saying I shouldn't waste my time? I shouldn't even enjoy watching the sport anymore?
I wouldn't. I suggest you stop enjoying the sport.
I did root hard for Hawaii yet again.
See, here's the thing.
But they lost.
Here's the thing. Do you really enjoy watching guys throwing lollipop passes up in the air and watching a bunch of jerks jump up in the air? Go to high school games then. You want to start going to high school games?
That kind of happens sometimes in NFL too. They throw passes.
Yeah, but not throwing passes. We're not talking about laser, as Peyton Manning says on his spring commercial, rocket laser arm. We're not talking like that. We're talking guys that just like throw end over end like lollipops up in the air that are just horrible to look at. You actually watch the game, though, so maybe I should listen to you.
That happens a lot, but there's also a lot of... My big problem with college is the overtime, the way the overtime works, because, like, there was a game, actually, and to be honest, I watched the whole second half of... Go ahead.
By the overtime, do you mean the overtime of the season when it doesn't make any sort of sense? Is that like the
No, not even that. That's a whole other issue I have. But, like, I watched the second half of the Alabama-Arkansas game yesterday. And Alabama's in the top 25, and Arkansas had a lead, and they lost it, whatever. So the game went to overtime, and I stopped watching it for whatever reason. And what happens is, like, somebody, if you score, I don't want to say the 25, but the other team gets the ball back with great field position, so they can score. And it's very possible that a game that's like a great defensive battle, a game that goes into overtime tied at 7, will end 58-57 or something because of the overtime period, because they just keep getting the ball down there and scoring. It's a crazy overtime period, which makes me think of something else. Somebody brought up recently, Jim Nance it was, from CBS, brought up that the NFL should join the rest of the sports and give an equal chance in the overtime period. In other words, you get the ball first, you score, the other team at least gets the ball one more time and gets a chance to score.
I've heard that
I don't think that's a bad idea.
I've heard that a few years back. Your best friend from ESPN Radio, Michael Kay, actually used to say that was the way to do it, too.
I don't like the idea anymore, then.
That's true. Is it because of the other big sports story of the week that some teams out of New York have clinched their divisions? Is that why you don't like it? Oh, wow. We don't keep a camera in the studio, but if we did, you would see the look of disgust on Keith's face here.
You know what? Honestly, I hate the Yankees. I love the Mets. But I'm just gearing up for a Padres-Twins World Series. I don't think either one of them is making it. The Yankees have a better chance than them. I don't think the Mets are going to go to the World Series. I know all year we've heard they're by far the best team in the National League. Maybe it's the Met fan in me being naturally pessimistic.
So would you say Padres-Twins?
Padres-Twins.
Didn't you say...
No, not the Twins. I actually think...
I wish I had the flashback sound. I had to go to go back to the beginning of the season.
I know. I'll stick with my original prediction: Yankees,
Dodgers, right?
Dodgers and Yankees in the World Series, which is very possible. I don't know. The Padres have a lot of good pitching. I think they can make it. The Mets aren't hitting, and granted, they have. I wasn't going to review my preseason picks until next week, only because I don't think you have them handy, and I figured we'd wait till the last day of the season.
It probably would make the most sense to do that. I'm just throwing this on just because we're talking about this.
You just felt like hearing this song. Yeah, I mean, Sorry.
I couldn't figure out why it wasn't working there. Everything's nuts today, man. I'm sorry. Everything's disheveled.
I watched this guy, Chris Young, from San Diego, take a no-hitter into the ninth inning against Pittsburgh the other night. He lost it. The guy hit a home run. Joe Hernandez hit a home run. But I mean, if you match up, say, Jake Peavy and Pedro Martinez in game one, and Tom Glavine and Chris Young in game two, and David Wells and El Duque in game three, I think the Padres could sweep them right out.
Hey, I really don't know what to talk about that. I told myself, like, yeah, but Barry Bonds will be great.
Those two jerks talked about the Ryder Cup all week. It was driving me insane. Football season is in the beginning. Baseball playoffs are about to happen. And these guys are spending hours on end talking about the Ryder Cup. A bunch of guys going to play golf in pairs and teams.
You're saying it like that's such a bad thing.
I you know, everyone starts to like golf when they play it, usually. Once they play it, and I'm sure I would be the same way. I'm also horrendous. I can't swing a golf club to save my life. Like, literally, somebody was once trying to kill me, and that was my only protection, and I hit myself.
Sorry, I keep starting the baseball picks music over and over again because I'm afraid that things are not working the way that they should be. Okay, let's see if one other thing works. It does. There we go. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
I'm doing my very professional setup here on Best in Show Radio. Exclusively.
This is some kind of test to see how long I could stay focused.
Sorry, I'm worried about your focus, and I've got like five instant messages popping up at the same time. I'm all over the place. I'm trying to make sure everything's working right.
It's pretty much, you know what? Let's save the baseball stuff for next week. We'll talk about, because at that point, we'll most likely know who's going to go to the playoffs, although I'm sure some of it's going to be decided the last day as far as who's going to play who. Because it's the Dodgers and the Phillies are like in a virtual tie, I believe, for the wild card lead. The Padres have a very small lead in the division. The Cardinals have it wrapped, and the Mets obviously won already. We'll see.
We'll save it for next week, then, just like
save
you said.
Save it for Sunday.
Saving it for Sunday. So, yeah, so apparently the Giants, amazing comeback last week.
No final word yet, though.
Yeah, I mean, supposedly, that's the word that's going around. I'm trying to think what other.
Yo, you want to give a lock of the week since we're on football? I had two locks last week, two absolute can't-miss locks. One was Carolina, lost to Minnesota. One was the Rams, lost to the 49ers.
49ers are great.
I don't know if they're great.
Antonio Bryant?
I did choose them today in our little pool, but I don't know that they're great. I think they're good, though, which it's great compared to last year when they were the worst. My lock of the week was discussed, actually, apparently, I believe, in the chat room.
Oh, I see someone saying go Bengals.
I think the Bengals are going to beat the Steelers.
That's
today.
Messed up because I would have said that the Bengals would probably be my lock of the week. I'm trying to think, who else could it be? Who else could be the lock? I don't want to take the same lock of the week as you. My lock of the week? I'm sorry, guys.
Keep in mind, I'm going by point spread, too.
I'm sorry, guys. The Tennessee Football Titans are the lock of the week. Guaranteed. Not spread, not the 10 points that they're getting. They're going to win outright today against quite possibly the single worst team to ever suit up the Miami Football Dolphins. I love my team more than anything in the world, but I could sum it up best by a phone call that I received from my friend Joe about a week ago. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a Dolphins fan. Oh, how are you? I said before this season started, hey, I got to get a Miami Dolphins tattoo before the season starts, because I don't want to look like a guy that's jumping on the bandwagon when they win it all this year. So last week after the afternoon games, I got a call from our buddy Joe, and he said to me, "Hey, I think you got a little extra time before you can worry about that tattoo, huh? 0-2, Dante Culpepper looks like a piece of garbage. He looks like a high school kid. He's horrendous. I hate him. My defense, you know, is old now. The offensive line can't stop anybody, don't get me wrong. Buffalo and Pittsburgh were the two teams that we faced, and they both got pretty decent defenses, but it looked horrible.
So you're not sold on the 11-point spread this week? Miami is a favorite?
I thought it was 10 the last I looked.
Well, either way.
Okay, but yeah, no, that's what I said. I don't care. It's not even just the 10 points. I think Tennessee's going to win outright.
Yeah, that should be a 3 or 4 point spread. I mean, it's not. Tennessee's so bad that it's possible the Dolphins could cover by two touchdowns. But that's a heavy spread, though.
Don't get me wrong. I, of course, still pick the Dolphins in our Pick'em League because I can't pick against my team no matter what
it is. Yeah, I would have picked the Saints tomorrow night if I wasn't a Falcons fan. Mm-hmm. Games in New Orleans.
The city of
the Saints also beat two bad teams, though. So
yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see
Speaking
what happens.
Of that, no, finish about the Dolphins. I'm sorry.
But yeah, the Dolphins are the worst team in the world. I hate them. They're going to lose this week. They're going to lose next week. And then in week five, when Joey Harrington comes in and he's the new starting quarterback, it's the beginning of a new generation. And we go on an 11 game win streak as the Dolphins finish 11-5. And win the AFC East.
If you have an 11-game winning streak and you finish 11-5, you should automatically not qualify for the playoffs next year either.
Dude, what about you last year? The Dolphins finished with a 6-game win streak last year to win 9 games. You know, like they were 3-7. Like it was absurd.
Wait,
that was some crazy math that I just did. They were 3-7 and 1-6.
I remember when they fell to 1-6. Because me and you got together to watch our favorite team square off, and the Falcons beat the Dolphins and improved to 6-1 and finished 8-8.
So no. You finished 8-8.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, Dolphins finished 9-7 last year.
And you actually, the day after they beat them, you predicted after the Falcons improved to 6-1 and the Dolphins improved to 1-6, you predicted Miami will have a better season. Whether you were serious or joking.
Oh, no, I was serious at that point. I kind of believed it. All right.
The reason I said, remind me something about New Orleans. By the way, New York Mets.
F migraine boy who's in the chat room saying, here, the Dolphins suck. I'm allowed to say it because I am a Dolphin. You're not allowed to. Hey, our buddy Bobo just joined the room. Tommy Zimmerman. Nice.
The New York Mets officially cut ties with the Norfolk Tides, or vice versa. I'm not sure. I think actually Norfolk cut ties because they want their team to affiliate with the Baltimore Orioles because it's better publicity wise because you know they're so close to each other, Virginia and Baltimore. But the Mets now have signed on with the New Orleans Zephyrs, so that is their new official AAA team. So when somebody gets sent down now, they'll say they got sent down to the Zephyrs. So next year when Victor Zambrano's doing his rehab. First of all, he better buy some some flippers and some scuba equipment. But otherwise, they'll be saying that he's going down to the Zephyrs.
The Zephyrs?
He's swimming his way back up to the majors.
Fantastic. Should be interesting stuff. Look at the time on the clock. I didn't even notice it. We're going to have to interrupt all this sports talk for 1 second because I see the satellite is about to link up. That's really low. Now it's louder. We take you now to a special report from our senior news analyst, Vanessa Cheatwood. Hey Vanessa, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm stupendous. I figured since we were doing so much football talk, it was just about time to get you in here because the testosterone was just running wild, and we know you're a huge, huge football fan. Big Redskin fan, if I remember correctly, right?
That's true.
As per the... Wait, you're really low. This whole computer's all screwed up.
She's really low because the Redskins haven't been doing too good this year.
Is that what it is? But yeah, as it was evidenced by some photographs you've shown us in the past, which, by the way, will be up on our website soon enough. If you guys do not know, we will get the Vanessa section of the website updated and everything done. I've just been an animal lately and haven't had a chance to do anything I needed to do on the website. But regardless
yeah,
of that,
I thought you were doing that this week.
Yeah, I'm a jerk. I'm a piece of garbage.
I just think it's so funny when you call yourself an animal because you didn't get to things.
Yeah, I had no time. I'm an animal. But you know what I'm doing here? I'm getting
that means you were running around the rest of the house tearing pillows apart.
Yeah, obviously. I didn't know there was a camera. It's insanity. It's good stuff. I'm an animal, but what am I going to do? Regardless of that, Vanessa, where are you today?
I'm on the down low.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Keith, are either of both of you on the down low? We're all friends here. You guys can admit it.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
Probably, but I don't know what you're talking about yet.
Well, let me explain. At least 1 in 10 straight men in New York is on the down low. The down low is a popular term referring to men who secretly have sexual encounters with other men. And a recent survey conducted by the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene has revealed that 10% of men who identify themselves as straight admit to having had sex with at least one man in the past year. The study, just published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, also reveals that 70% of the men who admitted to this activity were married. To clarify, this number does not represent closeted homosexuals who are simply not ready to publicly declare their sexual preference, nor to bisexuals who freely engage in activity with either gender. This statistic is specific to men who believe themselves to be straight, yet occasionally find themselves in compromising positions with other men.
Whoops.
This particular study came about when analyzing data from many sources regarding percentages of men who identify as gay and percentages of men who report having sex with other men, the latter always being higher. For instance, a 2003 analysis found that 4.9% of sexually active American men over the age of 18 has had at least one male partner. However, less than 1% of these men identified as being gay. That leaves 3.9% of down low, and when you take into consideration underreporting and denial on the parts of the participants, the numbers are likely to be much higher. So what is it about our society that causes men to feel same-sex exploration must be discreet and hidden from public life? I'd like to pose some questions. Does any act of homosexuality equal gay? How many acts of homosexuality and at what stage of development would cause a man to be identified as gay, regardless of his self-identity? And does that same attitude hold for women? Are there gray areas in human sexuality, or is it once gay, always gay? And if anyone would like to get something off their previously presumed heterosexual chest under the protective umbrella of internet radio, I'm here to listen. Reporting from the down low, I'm Vanessa Cheatwood.
That was a really great report. I don't think we really need to talk much more about that today. Thanks. Thanks for everything.
So, Vanessa, how was your week?
No, in all honesty, it didn't really sound like she hung up there for a second. I got scared. I heard the click. No,
okay. You guys talk about being gay. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, here's the thing. You guys have something to let us all know about. Here's the thing. It doesn't, I mean...
Does this have to be an actual experience? Like, did the report make any mention of maybe, like, you happen to be watching something once and you flip to the wrong channel and
start kissing
the mood
the
is right
you.
And you're you're alone and...
No, and all...
This report was specifically about men who had sex with other men.
On the down low.
This is on the down low and within the last year. So... 1 in 10 straight guys on a yearly basis are having sex with other men.
If you're ready...
Not just like one time I was drunk in college.
Right. If
as much as it goes against my whole image of this guy that like owns every episode of Queer as Folk and loves gay new wave artists and we used to wear makeup and can find men attractive...
I'm waiting for the next line to be...
Is that your image or is that the truth?
No, that's the truth. But as much as that goes against that truth, I hope it doesn't ruin my image in the community. But I'm sorry to say I've never had sex with a man.
My favorite thing in the world is Bobo in the chat room. They're not quite gray areas; they're brown areas when it comes to this. Here's the thing: I don't understand. Well, I don't understand why anybody cares what anyone else is doing, but that's irrelevant. We're talking about this. If you're actually regularly participating in homosexual activity, regularly, you're saying, like we're not talking, like you just said, not that one drunk time at college, you at least have to, you know, register yourself on team bi at the very least. I mean, maybe you're...
Well, I mean, I think it's more black and white. I think if you are sexually attracted to men and women, then you're bisexual.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You at the very least have to register as being on team. So you're saying these people are not admitting to being gay, but they have sex with men.
No, I'm saying that a lot because a lot of people say that like, a lot of people, and I'm not just talking about like the Andrew Dice Clay joke either. There's no such thing as bi. Either you do that act or you do not do that act.
Suck C or don't suck C. Was that it?
Yeah, D. He said actually, but
okay.
But I think that a lot of people. You know what it is? I think a lot of people think that like. If a gay guy has sex with a woman two or three times in his life, then he's not bisexual. That's just normal sex that he's having for some reason. Like, there needs not be an explanation for that. But I think that's bisexual, even if... Because I think, like, a lot of gay guys that are strictly homosexual do not want anything to do with the girl.
I would think. I can't speak from experience, but I would assume that that's probably the case.
Lying fag.
I said...
You guys know about... You know about the Kinsey Report in the 40s? It was...
Yes.
From the Kinsey Institute. The Kinsey starring Report Liam Neeson. Had a... I'm sorry?
I said starring Liam Neeson.
Oh, yeah. Yes, as Alfred Kinsey. There was actually a 7-point scale that they used, and he declared after all of his studies that it was not a black and white issue, that people were not, especially men, did not fit into one category or another. There was like a 7-point scale that you could be mostly homosexual or mostly heterosexual.
Wouldn't bisexual cover that? Oh, so you're saying this probably, I said wouldn't bisexual cover that, but I guess it's saying, what he's saying is there's too high of a percentage to say that all those people are bisexual. The majority of people that maybe are called homosexual may not be, or heterosexual, may be a little bit in the both area.
Well,
that fell apart,
like,
horribly.
For instance, if you were a zero, that would be exclusively heterosexual with no homosexual. Like, you're not attracted to the same sex. You've never acted on it. Like, it's completely out of your realm.
Oh, I'm like a four.
And then, like, a number one would be predominantly heterosexual, but incidentally homosexual, which means that, you know, there might have been that one drunk time in college, or...
I like accidentally homosexual better.
I love the whoops factor. Whoops.
Oops, Part 7, starring Rocco Johnson.
And then number two would be predominantly heterosexual, but more than incidentally homosexual, so, like, it could happen a few times. You wouldn't be opposed. And then the middle of the scale would be equal parts both, which is like a true bisexual, you know, being equal parts both.
Can we get a better explanation of the predominantly heterosexual again? I just want to take some notes for myself and see if I fit.
Well, it depends on if you're incidentally homosexual.
Again, the whoops factor. These things happen, you know. I can understand seeing beauty.
Honey, I went out with the boys for a drink tonight. Oh, incidentally.
I can understand seeing beauty in the human form, be it male or female. I could see that. I can understand it. I honestly, personally, wholeheartedly, as Keith is pointing at himself, yes, obviously, that's what I'm talking about. But I honestly don't understand... I can't say, maybe I'm going to come to some sort of realization right now on the air. This is what you were going for the whole time. But I can't see, like, being attracted to the act of intimacy with either gender. I would think that you're either attracted to one set. I don't know, man. You know, because the more I'm thinking about it, the more I'm doubling back on what I'm about to say, because it doesn't make sense to me. Because, again, like, I go back to the whole thing of, I don't care, man. Anybody can do whatever they want to do, and it doesn't make a difference to me. It's just, I personally don't understand the concept. I find male genitalia to be repugnant. I think there's something I don't really like. I could see a good-looking guy. Like, I could look at Brad Pitt and say, hey, he's a good-looking guy. And I can appreciate the beauty, and I can appreciate, hey, he's a good-looking guy. Hey, he's got a good body, or whatever like that. It's the genitalia specifically that totally throw me.
So you could kiss a guy.
I will outright say on the air, not only could I kiss a guy, I have kissed guys.
But like, you could like have a like, you could say, oh man, I want to make out with that dude over there, as long as he keeps his pants on.
Yeah, it's okay, for the record, that time in college when I was drunk is what I'm referring to. But I don't
in college or at the Cargo.
Exactly. But for those who are not from New York, Cargo's a bar here in Staten Island. Like I said, I can appreciate it. I just don't... There's an ugliness about sex with a man from my personal standpoint. There's an ugliness that just really makes me feel...
I would think for women there is, too.
Or about sex with men in general? Yeah,
I would think so. I understand being enjoying it, but...
For that matter, now that I'm thinking about it, the idea of sex at all has the colloquialism bumping uglies associated with it. I guess maybe there's nothing attractive about it. Maybe we should all remove our genitals and kill ourselves. No, we can
humans
say, like,
disgusting.
Yeah, really, honestly. Like, All right, I'm not going to get graphic. I was just about to. But it's below the belt, we honestly should just be lanced off and not have to worry about anything, or soldered closed. And just
soldered closed. Now the favorite movie of mine.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible stuff. But
so what do you guys think about women, though? I found this in conversations with men that they seem to have a different standard for what is homosexual female behavior versus male behavior.
Well, see, that is beautiful. So, that's a beautiful, beautiful act.
Oh, I find myself jealous at the whole thing.
Yeah, again, it falls into the same category. I am not repulsed by the idea of homosexuality. I personally am repulsed by male genitals, is what it comes down to. Not being repulsed by female genitals, if maybe I see a couple of young ladies that are, you know, in an act of love, I don't think there's anything less wrong or more wrong than it would be for two guys. It's just that I might enjoy watching the two ladies be involved in it. That's all.
But are they gay?
Oh, totally. 100% gay. Well, maybe not 100%, but yeah, no, I absolutely... See, I don't know that an act of homosexuality makes you gay.
So depends on if you were paid or not.
Incidental.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, maybe a fella and another fella are sitting in the back of a cab and can't control themselves, it's one thing. I'm saying, like, if you regularly... I don't know why a cab was involved, but... If you regularly...
As a cab driver, that's very telling.
I didn't want to say that out loud, but it's, you know, like I said, if it's a regular occurrence, if it's a regular occurrence, I would then to think then that means you're gay. If a lady gets drunk and she's hanging out at a bar and decides to kiss her friend or do body shots off of her friend's boobs, I don't think she's gay. Like, you know, like I said, whereas
that's
it could,
more, that sounds more like an attention thing.
But again, that would, I think, would qualify as the incidental, you know, homosexual contact, right?
Well, if they go home together,
after getting totally wasted, and maybe they decide, oh, let's lay in bed together and cuddle and maybe kiss. I don't know that I necessarily. I don't know that I necessarily think that means gay.
The way you describe it.
If that's like, one of the two women saying that, they're gay.
They have like actual sex drives. They just want to lay together and cuddle.
But I mean, you know, I can't.
Let's tickle each other with feathers and see what develops.
We do a couple of cheers, and then, you know, we look at some fashion magazines. Do each other's hair.
That's fall asleep during Lifetime.
That's exactly how I imagine it, ironically. Now,
and then a pillow fight just turns scandalous.
Isn't that how it always goes? You guys, wait, I'm feeling kind of like maybe you guys are mocking me here. So, seriously, though.
I always thought girls always wanted to know what the other's underwear looked like, and that's how the whole thing starts.
Those would look nice on me.
That's how it always starts with me and a girl.
Like I said, long story short, the way I'm at with it is, whether it's a lady or whether it's a man, there's nothing wrong with it, and I couldn't care less. Whether it's, like I said, if it's that incidental contact thing, and I think most acts of female homosexuality probably fall into that category of that incidental experimentation type thing, as I threw the quotes in the air. Like, whatever. Like, you know, I'm a believer, and I'll stand by this in court, that I don't believe that maybe something happens. It's an indictment of homosexuality. Not that that homosexuality is a crime, but you know, like I don't think that it's so black and white. I'm with you on that, on the gray or brown scale that we were referring to.
Stop bringing race into it. That's not what she's talking about.
Oh, sorry.
We listen to grays. Grays are involved.
I thought we were listening to Carnivore again. But
all right, so nobody wants to. I guess you did confess about throwing a makeout.
But no, yeah. Oh, you know, like I said, I will. You know, it's sad that this is documented, and my kids will have to hear this one day. I have no. I mean, like, I'm not going to lie about who I am and what I've done in my life. I've done a lot of things that maybe are not intrinsic and written into my DNA as to who I am as a person. But I've definitely kissed a guy. I'm not even going to lie.
I'm not going to deny or confirm anything about myself. I'll just say maybe I haven't met the right guy yet.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. But yeah, it's interesting stuff. It's really interesting stuff. Don't you think, Keith?
Maybe we should play that really long Yes song now.
And we could
get the show back in order.
And we can see if these pillows really do, this pillow fight will get something going.
There might be an incident.
Incidentally. Excellent. As always, Vanessa, fantastic report from you. Quickly, did you wind up, I don't know why I said quickly, but that was my way of like transitioning topics. It was very professional and almost it almost worked up until I pointed out that I'm dumb. Did you wind up going to the Renaissance Fair yesterday, or festival as it was?
Absolutely not.
You had a lot of fun while you were there?
The sheriff was going to remember her from last time.
That must have been it. Yeah, I was convinced that at least one of us would have actually pulled it off. And
well, here's the thing. I thought it was going to rain, and I was generally sour about the whole thing. So I was like, if I'm standing there in, you know, a goofy outfit being rained on while I'm feeling generally sour, it's I'm going to become actually angry instead of just sour. So
how many
people? I decided to call the whole thing off.
Incidentally, you might have met a fair maiden there.
While it was raining, wet t-shirts and such. No, actually, our buddy Charlie, Chaz the Dazzler, actually went yesterday. He never decided to let us know in advance that he was would have joined us. He drove himself, though. But he went up there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it really stinks
on us. Did he even know about the trip planned?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, and apparently, like, a couple of his buddies, like, from the show knew about it and were planning to come up and meet us there, but they weren't going to travel with us for whatever reason. And had I known this, this would have, like, it would have put a totally different spin on it. Again, I don't want to blame it on
anybody. I would have quit my job.
Yeah. I don't want to blame this on anyone else. You know, I mean, whatever. I've sucked it up. I've done a show when I've been really exhausted in the past. Sorry, I'm getting instant messages. I guess I probably should.
You've done a show in the past.
I'm sorry.
I was trying to bridge you back.
Thanks. I appreciate it. No, so what were we just talking about? Movies?
The Bengals.
My favorite movies? My favorite movie then is Godfather.
Which dolphins are gay?
Dan Marino used to sell Isotona gloves. Protect the hands that protect you. No, but yeah, it's like there were apparently a bunch of people that were planning to meet us up there. And I.
Well, they could have maybe let us
tipped us
it
in. Yeah, maybe thrown a little something our way to give us some sort of clue. But yeah.
Hey, Vanessa, is there any apple picking up where you are?
Yes. Yes, there is.
I'm thinking a best in show. Apple picking trip is in order.
There are pumpkin patches also.
In all honesty, I really am going to go pumpkin picking with my kid. But I'm thinking like maybe apple picking, and we could have like apple fights at some vineyard someplace. I think it'd be sweet.
I don't know if that's really something that's offered.
apple fights.
Apple fights at the vineyard? Like you take some apples and you go to where the grapes are.
Wait, it's not an apple.
I don't understand.
It's not an apple vineyard.
No.
Oh, they all grow on trees, not vines. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm the bright one, by the way.
Wait, so where do they make apple wine then?
You know? No, you know, I just think it'd be a good time that we could have some sort of apple fights. You know what? Let's guarantee that we'll absolutely be there next Saturday. We'll see you guys all there. The limo's on the way.
We're getting a limo, right?
Obviously. Before this show totally dissolves in a ball of flames, we have to pull off a trip. We have to pull off a trip someplace, and I'd like to actually do it this fall.
Fall is a great time in upstate New York.
Autumn, you see the colors changing. It'd be romantic. Maybe we'll find out about the gray areas as we sit and talk underneath the moonlight. Or maybe like a haunted hayride with Best in
Show.
Wait, did you say that you went to that... You went to the Sterling Forest like Halloween thing?
Yeah, I did absolutely do that, and it was one of the worst things. It was one of the worst things I've ever done about it. The Renaissance Fair, for those who don't know, I love LARPing. The Renaissance Fair is really elaborate and done well. It still may be silly and maybe goofy, and as Bobo was pointing out in the chat room, completely gay, but They do it up. Like they don't half step, as Big Daddy Kane would say. There ain't no half stepping when it comes to it. The Halloween Fair is one of the worst things ever. It's not even the Halloween Fair. I think they call it like the Halloween House of Horrors.
It's called
They might as well call it the Halloween.
No, it's the Forest of Fear.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure I have a picture from it where they said the House of Horrors. Maybe that was just one of the event, one of the like kiosks or something over there that it was called the House of Horrors. But yeah, it's the Forest of Fear is one of the dumbest things in the world.
Well, I mean, were you expecting to get murdered? Is that why? Or
I was expecting it to be slightly well done, slightly well done. It was like I said, it's like maybe. First of all, the Renaissance Fair, I mean, I don't want to get to the geography of the fair, but the fair is done one place, and then, like, across the street is the parking lot. The Halloween thing is actually done in that parking lot itself. There's a couple of trailers and a couple of tents, and they have a few things that they run in it, and it's and that's it. That's the extent of everything for it. It's kind of lame. It's kind of weak. It's, you know, like, among some of the real great, you know, events that they have at it is they have a tent with chains hanging in it and blankets and people coming up from behind the blankets yelling boo and shaking the chains.
Oh, that would scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, like, no, not even, like, that scream, like, is more energetic, because I got a bunch of 15-year-old kids that are just like, woo, and, you know, and shaking a chain here or there. It's pretty horrible.
October 6th.
There's a bunch of, like, haunted house-type things and, like, mazes and stuff that go on up here, but I've never gone to any of them because, well, I don't want some kid to, like, grab my ankle because I might deck him, you know? So I don't put myself in that position. But there's, like the farms have hay mazes and...
See, that seems kind of cool. I would kind of be into a hay maze. I'd really be into, like, a light...
They might be lame. I've never gone, so it may be similar to what you're describing.
No. Like I said, a hay maze sounds way more cool. Like, even just a hay maze and nothing else seems cooler than anything at the Forest of Fear. Not to totally bash this thing. I mean, they run it every year, and they do well with it. It just seems, it's, you know, I love that I'm talking about how dumb it is while I talk about how cool the Renaissance Fair is. But like I said,
I got the website up now for the Tuxedo Forest of Fear.
Ooh.
Looks kind of creepy a little bit.
It's not even close to creepy. Like, any sort of fair that you've seen at South Beach here on Staten Island, where they have, like, basically where you have, whoa, your phone's crazy, where there's trailers, like, with, like, events inside a trailer, that's basically what you're getting. It's like a carny show. It's nothing special. It's kind of weak. And I'm not talking about the Church of Man Love, like a different kind of carny show.
Okay. Because it does say the con here, even macabre. I thought maybe that was related.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan, but I don't know. But I mean, hey, maybe we suck it up and maybe that's what we do. That's actually done in the evening. It's in the PM. So we actually could
leave on a Saturday.
We could leave on a Saturday.
Even if I had to get, like, you know.
See, the thing is, I love the idea of it being the Renaissance Fair. We were going to act like maybe it was a whole different thing and it was a day event and getting drunk.
That's over.
Oh, wait.
Doesn't matter.
Right now.
Yeah, we actually can leave right at this moment.
Hey, Vanessa, how long is the drive, by the way, from, like, here to Tuxedo?
Driving directions. We're talking about on the air right
Where
now.
Where do I make a left?
It's about an hour and a half drive.
As yeah, I'm sitting next to somebody that's done the drive many times, but thought, yeah, I'd ask you.
But that's, you know, again, this is stuff we could probably take offline as opposed to it. There's MapQuest for this that works.
We're honestly going to plan another trip that we're not going to do right now, aren't we?
We're not going to do it.
Well, everybody liked it so much when we planned the first one.
This
so.
Is the official Veal Chop Forest of Fear expedition.
I don't know. It's good. I think it's going to be great. We'll have the limo. Come on, guys. Let's do it. I don't know. But as always, Vanessa, a fantastic report from you.
Thank you.
I think that Keith and I have to explore some options after the show to talk about some things, and maybe there's some gray areas. I love the gray areas and the brown areas. I can't get that out of my head. But
I look forward to your report next week on how it goes.
A special news report on, hey, it doesn't make you gay if. It should be good stuff. Excellent. As always, Vanessa, a fantastic report. We will get your section of the site updated this week. I have a lot of internet stuff to do this week, and I will. Rock it.
Oh, because the news blog is up, too. So.
Oh, well, you know what? Plug that thing, because I haven't linked that on the site yet. It's like, what is it? VanessaCheatwood.blogspot.com? Is that it?
That's it. Yep.
VanessaCheatwood.blogspot.com. Don't go by my spelling. It's VanessaCheatwood.
Oh, you're the one that keeps misspelling it?
I misspelled it once in one posting. Not because I didn't know how to spell it, just because I fat-fingered it as I was typing and didn't check myself. But yeah, Vanessa Cheatwood at blogspot. Oh, VanessaCheatwood.blogspot.com is the Best in Show senior news analyst's new blog that we will be that she'll be updating on a fairly regular basis. Quite a bit more than she'll be able to get to on this show. Only once a week, you'll be able to get more Vanessa than you're getting. I'm gonna link that. I don't know.
That should actually be on the cover of the website. More Vanessa than you're getting.
Well, it's more than
you should work in advertising.
That's my favorite advert I've been working on. But good stuff. Good stuff as always. And I'll get all that stuff up this week and rock it. And that's about.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Alrighty.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. Take care. Take care. That's what my grandmother says when you leave the house. Take care.
I love saying that.
And
now,
you know what?
That's all I say to people now.
And take some something to eat with you. If you don't know, you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. You can call us on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405. Or get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith. More importantly, go to the chat room. It's you can either go to our website and go to contact, click on chat room, or go to TPX Radio and click on chat room. TPXRadio.com, that is, and click on chat room, and it's good stuff. A lot of interesting things. Oh, by the way, just because I forgot. Any excuse to play this song?
I bought the last five.
You bought the last five seasons?
The last five issues of Weird New Jersey.
Oh, damn. I was trying to figure out how that played into 90210.
Maybe we can, like, organize a trip to Old Man McGregor's shovel that's been laying out there for 6.5 years. they're really stretching it now. actually, this is kind of spooky. Somebody wrote B, please forgive me, like the letter B, please forgive me, somewhere on a street in Jersey. And every time it rains and snows, like once everything washes away, it's still written there. So like Weird New Jersey just wrote this whole thing about it. Like it's somebody just wrote a message on the ground.
Oh, and they're trying to suppose like some sort of horrible thing happened. At
yeah,
that
like what happened?
Corner.
That, you know, like yeah, or like what?
You want to explain a little bit of what Weird New Jersey is?
Oh yeah, people? I'm sorry. Weird New Jersey is a magazine that came out probably, but. I'm not even going to guess. I would say maybe at least for 10 years. It's been out, if not longer.
If you told me 400 years, I'd believe you. I have no idea how long it's been.
See,
around.
Then you wouldn't be using logic, though.
Do I ever?
Actually, it started at the original Renaissance Fair.
I was just going to do a pirate impersonation for some reason.
Weird Ye New Jersey is a magazine that comes out, like, I think, 6 times a year, and they talk about two
bimonthly.
Bimonthly.
Ironically.
And they
incidentally.
And they list all these like weird or creepy things, like things like the Jersey Devil, which was brought up in the chat room, or some of the more famous ones are like, you know, the abandoned monastery type things, you know, like spooky supposed haunted places and just general creepy things. Like one of the creepy things was an abandoned amusement park with all these like life-size animal nursery rhyme characters. Which has just been there since like the 50s.
Crying tears of blood.
Yeah, just bleeding everywhere.
I would love that. See, that I'd be kind of into seeing.
They're actually on the History Channel. If you've ever seen the show Weird US on the History Channel, that's actually the same two guys. They branched out and got a show. But
they moved New Jersey. They moved New Jersey out into America even?
Yep.
Fantastic. Yeah, like I said, I knew of Weird New Jersey. I've never seen one issue of it. I know a little bit about it. I know people that are interested in the monastery from Staten Island, which I wish I knew the name of, Saint Something or Others, that was actually been prominently featured in Weird New Jersey and on websites and stuff. It's basically just an abandoned old monastery, but because there's, you know, what's the word I'm thinking of? Like because there's religious symbolism all over this abandoned place, it's, you know, it's so much more scary, whatever.
I went there, and after stepping on broken bottles and beer cans and
while looking at people where people scroll the word Slayer on the wall.
Yeah, exactly. There was also there's this huge at this point it was like Giants and Yankees written all over the wall, but there's huge holes in the ground. So it's pretty. It's abandoned for a reason. It's abandoned not because it's haunted. It's abandoned because you fall through the floor and kill yourself.
Its structural integrity is compromised by its existence at all.
And there's also the.
I've actually gone down a few levels in there. I've gone down.
Again, Vanessa's report is over.
No,
you don't
sorry.
Need to explain.
Yeah, no, I went, like I said, I've gone, because it's crazy. You go down there with flashlights and stuff, it actually, it seemed kind of cool when I was 18 years old and drinking and smoking pot and thought, like, ooh, this is so fun. It's stupid.
There's also the Seaview, the abandoned Seaview,
Hospital.
Hospital. That's actually where that haunted house thing I showed to you is taking place.
Yeah, it's nonsense. I don't understand haunting. I'd have to have some sort of belief.
The whole College of Staten Island thing is creepy.
Well, that it's the
because
yeah,
it's based where
Staten
the
Island is. There's the City University of New York at the College of Staten Island is built on the former campus of the old Willowbrook Mental Health Facility.
Which, if you know, it was the one that it was made famous by two things. By well,
like
Geraldo's
there was
report.
A 2020 report by
Geraldo did the report exposing the horrendous abuse of the patients there, and then John Lennon actually did that live in New York City concert as a benefit. I don't know who he was raising money for the patients or to
burn this down, to pay for the mattress, to burn the place down.
Raising money to help prosecute the people that work there or something. But
yeah, I mean, what it comes down to is when you're thinking about haunting and anything like that, and I mean, this is maybe a symptom of me being a jerk, but for something haunted or scary like that to be involved, you have to have some sort of belief in something beyond this life, and I don't. I genuinely do not believe that there's anything after this. I think you go to sleep and you never wake up, and that's it. And it's not even like a good sleep where you're dreaming. It's like there's just nothing, and it just ends. You know, so like that's why ghosts and the like don't scare me. Don't get me wrong. It's not to say I've never been to a church in my life. That's not to say that at times of desperation I haven't gone to a church and pleaded to the deity that I was force-fed as a child and believed maybe for a split second that it was real. But I just don't subscribe to it. I don't believe it. When I was at work at that job Saturday night or Friday night, I was sitting doing work on a computer at one point and my bag fell off and I screamed and I was totally terrified. And for a split second, I actually immediately went to go make the sign of the cross to try and ward the demon off. And then I remembered, wait, I'm a grown-up. Stop. It's just like it's part of some rote memorization that this is what I do. Like, oh, my God, when something bad's happening, you don't want to be scared by a ghost. But they're not real. I'm totally tempting the fates right now. I'm asking, I'm saying, yeah, whatever. Prove it. Prove it, jerk. I don't know.
And so you're Chris.
Right.
To be clear.
But, yeah, that's the... That's just my thing. That's why I've never liked the horror stuff like that. It never scares me. I'm not afraid of ghosts. I'm not afraid of anything like that. Like a murder story. That's scary stuff. Crazy people in the Midwest killing each other scares the hell out of me. Crazy people anywhere. It doesn't have to be the Midwest. I mean, like, you know, tales of combines in Waco. Those are the things that scare me.
Why, you think those places are haunted now?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. It's just my personal feeling. But, yeah, that said, I'd love to go to this Forest of Fear trip. It'll be...
There's a guy eating fire here, though, and he's got devil horns on. What the hell more do you want?
No, that's the Jim Rose Sideshow Circus.
Oh, you mean the guy that, like, vomits and keeps drinking it and vomiting and drinking it?
One of my old bands played a show at...
Lollapalooza?
Yeah, not quite that one. At the Coney Island Freak Show.
Is that Lollapalooza?
No. It's a regular place. Like, I mean, it's a regular club in Staten Island. It used to actually be a circus, like a freak show there. They used to have, like, you know, whatever, the Bearded Lady and all that there. Now they actually have bands play there. And I actually played there once a couple of years back. And when I played there between sets, like, they had a fire eater. They had someone eating bugs. It was actually kind of neat. Like, that kind of stuff I think is kind of cool. That's the stuff that, I mean, that's fine. That's actually real people really doing things.
See, to me, the Jim Rose Circus Sideshow was the predecessor to, you know, the Big Brother videos and the whole Jackass thing. Unless those guys were doing it first, I'm not sure. Because I know it's a general similar time. But that whole watch what I'm going to do to myself now thing.
Okay, well,
like, that guy Steve-O could have just fit perfectly on that. Like,
absolutely. Well,
I'm going to staple my eyes now, you know, like, or whatever.
Well, Steve-O also, I mean, started out by going to, like, clown college and stuff. Like, that's
I didn't know that was a real place. I thought that was a Simpsons
Well, game. I mean, I don't know if it's clown college, but he went to, like, circus school or carny school, you know. It is a fine line between it. It's, again, that's more done, though, more as, like, hey, look what I'm doing to myself. I'm a jerk. I actually think something just crazy happened. Sorry, I'm hearing noises all over the room. It's the ghosts are trying to scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, I was hearing that too.
You heard a bell, like a weird bell
sound? It was like a loud, like squeaking meow. Noise, not really yeah. a bell. It was like something was ready. Ding! Yeah, I guess that's a bell.
Yeah. It was like the popcorn sounds like it's done. Let's go get it.
It wasn't a bell. It was like when somebody presses the button on the door to let you know they're there.
Yeah, I'm waiting when the door opens up in a couple of minutes and our guests for today come walking in, we'll realize what that crazy, ominous sound was. By the way, if you don't know, you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. You can get us on the hotline if you should so choose, 877-744-6405, or get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith. Just you?
It's coming.
Okay. We were just talking about like band shows and playing at that circus sideshow a few minutes ago. Sorry, I'm doing three things at once. I actually got an instant message from one of the guys that I was actually in that band with, and he was letting me know about a show that's happening today for Staten Islanders. Anybody that's interested, over at Martini Red, all ages show at 3 p.m. Martini Red is at 372 Van Duzer Street. Inhuman, This Means War, The Lucky. I won't say their last word of their name. The Lucky F's, The Offenders, Reason Enough, and Retaliation at $7. Come on down and enjoy it. I just got the instant message, so I just want to throw that out there for local shows for everyone around the country who is nowhere near this and can't actually listen to it or come to it. I'm trying to figure out which one you have.
Hello.
I'm doing. That's the one.
Hello.
You have. There you go. Look at that. For those of you who don't know, we plugged it a little bit on the MySpace. It sounds a little noisy and crazy, but that's... Try not to touch that end.
Ooh.
It gets a little
Ooh.
Crazy.
Ooh.
You're listening to Best Ooh. In Show, bestinshowradio.com. And as I plugged on the MySpace and as I plugged on the Monty Love MySpace, half of the group Monty Love is joining us today. And actually about a second and a half ago, that mysterious ding that sounded like a horror show was actually Monty. Of Monty Love, who's just came into the room.
Oh, hello.
So, in other words, him showing up actually created some kind of bell sound somewhere.
It did. I am like a walking bell, almost. This is a lot fancier than I expected.
Yeah, I'm
really not being sarcastic about that.
What the fact that
you expecting to have to jump into a manhole?
No, I don't know what I was. I just think this is kind of nice.
So yeah, just so you know, so our buddy Monty came in here, and he's talking about how fancy he is as I'm hitting a table with my finger, trying to get it to stop that buzzing sound that's happening.
Why is it so hot outside? I thought it was fall.
Dude, I don't even know. The fact that I have the fan in the window and the fan on to try and cool off the room is a miserable, miserable thing. That's making me insane.
It could be that I also have a hat and a jersey
yeah,
on.
Yeah, the wool hat might
The wool hat might give it away.
I might recommend that you actually jump to this mic as I try and figure out what's wrong with this one. Would that be insane?
No, I'll jump to whatever. I don't think anyone cares.
Hey,
except
wait
you.
A minute.
Except you. I don't think the buzz is really bothering anyone else.
There's going to be two mics on anyway, so it's not going to matter.
Can you really hear the buzz?
Oh, I totally can because I'm insane.
Can you hear this buzz better?
No. Oh, that's
this buzz better.
That sounds so much better. It's unreal.
Okay, great.
So, Debo, when you get here, you got a crappy microphone.
Debo's coming soon. This is how Debo kind of gets directions. I go, it's on. I told him where you lived, and so I go, do you know how to get there?
Thank you, by the way, for not announcing my address.
I came so close. I'm so close. So, No, Best in Show Avenue. And
it's street, actually.
Oh, street. I'll never find it. So I say, yeah, it's off of Highland Boulevard. He goes, all right, I'll find it.
Great.
I go, are you going to print out directions? Nah. He's just going to wing it off of Highland Boulevard.
I'm going to go on the record as saying we don't have to worry about that other microphone working. He'll be here about 2:30.
But then I called him, and I told him exactly where it was. So because I know him, and then he's winging it off of Highland Boulevard. Not that Highland Boulevard is a big enough street. It's a small enough street. Highland Street is what he's looking off of, is what he's thinking. So what do we have going today?
What we have going here is invited some buddies in to come in and talk about some interesting things that you do. I mean, we're all over the place today. It's random.
Before we
like
get to that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, before we get to it, I have something also, but you go first.
What is your feeling? We were just discussing haunted places. And
haunted places.
Like are you familiar with Weird New Jersey?
The book?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the book, not only the cover of it.
Okay. we were talking about like that, and then we brought up like the abandoned monastery on Staten Island, and not technically haunted, but you know these spooky supposedly haunted places. And he was saying he's not a fan, but it's
not that I'm not a fan. I just don't see. You would have to believe in some sort of higher power and afterlife to legitimately be scared of ghosts and ghouls and zombies.
But what about crack addicts?
Well, see, because
because that's why they're scary. Because you walk into there and they're usually hanging out there.
Some ghost left his pipe here.
It becomes a whole different scary.
Well, yeah,
thing.
See, but that's the thing. That's that kind of scare. I understand. Like, I understand being afraid of legitimate, real things. It's right. Like something like it, like you know, like the Forest of Fear that we were talking about. Something like
Gremlin
that.
Cut me for a dollar.
The point is that if I go into the monastery, I'm scared. I'm not sure what I'm scared of, but it's definitely
you should
scary.
Be scared. You should be scared when you're pulling into the neighborhood and parking your car.
Right. No. Yeah. I live off of Westervelt, and that's scary because it's a little haunted. Because there's a lot of spooks over there.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
CIA?
No, like spooky people.
No, obviously. Oh, man.
So but the thing I wanted to add, you guys are both wrong, and it's great because the lock of the week is Pittsburgh.
Wow, so you're actually going polar opposite to me.
Yeah. Come
crazy
on,
talk.
Come on,
crazy
guys.
Talk.
Where do you guys come from? Cincinnati. It's the biggest sucker bet of the week.
You think?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, we'll be sure. Do me a favor. Call in next week during the show to apologize when you realize how wrong you are.
Okay.
And I'll be more than happy to do the same.
Okay, will do. You're going to call into my radio show?
Yes, I absolutely will.
Actually, just come do it with us. We'll be live from the monastery next week. If you don't see us, relax. We'll be there.
All right, great.
Awesome.
This is fun.
By the way, I'm just getting random IMs from people I don't know just saying Monty Love.
Where? Oh, yeah. I didn't even see you had a computer.
Yeah, I'm getting the messages too. Hey, is that really Monty on the
No, I just get Monty Love. Like, I don't know if it's a question or if it's telling me or just a reminder.
There's no such thing as a full clause involved in the question. It's just a word.
But it was in all caps, if that helps you figure out what it means.
I'm not getting any instant messages at the moment.
It's weird.
Your computer's not working.
It's highly unusual.
You got to raise that laptop right there to the left.
This is fun. I could do this for minutes.
You actually didn't you used to you used to have a fine college radio program.
I did. I had a show for like 6 years. I used to do it, and it was quite popular.
Wow, you were there that long?
I was there a long time. I remember Keith used to be part of the show, not my show, but used to do a radio.
I was there for a couple months right before I left school when you first started, right. and then
surprisingly, every time Keith did you do a show with Stapes?
Yes, we used to do a morning show back then.
Every time they would do a show. There'd be less CDs in the studio. I don't know how that happened.
That was a rumor.
That was a rumor. No, it wasn't a rumor. It was a fact, but it wasn't a rumor that there were less.
If you're talking about new wave related vinyl records, then maybe.
I couldn't find any New Order in there. Not that I ever looked for it.
By the way, it's being pointed out in the chat room by our buddy Vito that Monty Love is a genius for his Lock of the Week pick. Vito, the Pittsburgh homer that he is.
What was that, Homer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, there was an R at the end of it. By the way, if you want to talk to Monty Love or talk to us about anything, feel free to call us up on the hotline, 877-744-6405, or you can get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith, and we'll be more than happy to forward the questions along.
Debo is also going to be ringing your bell for the next 45 minutes, probably.
Well, because he doesn't know to call the house because the bell doesn't work?
I told him, but he probably still doesn't know.
He's awesome. The first question is coming in, by the way, from, right. I don't know if I'm supposed to say someone's name.
Bring it on.
Instant message. But no.
Just their address.
Yeah, just the address. Is there a chance that Monty Love would get together for a reunion show? And if so, could they play at the Depot?
Oh, my God. That's a great question.
Help the old guys out. What's the Depot?
The Depot is this amazing, amazing teen center in Connecticut. And
okay.
We played there a whole bunch of times, and it's probably our second favorite place to play, second to Dock Street. And
Dock Street being a local club here on Staten Island.
Right, right, right. It's this great teen center. It's run by great people, and we just love playing there. And I think if we ever do get back to, I mean, we're not going to get back together, but if we ever play some sort of reunion show, I would love to go do it there. I think there's a good possibility. There's a good possibility that if we do a reunion show, that we would play there. there's not so much of a good possibility that we're going to do a reunion show.
If, then good. But most likely not if, is where you're at.
Right. Okay. Right.
But if you do a show there, will you reunite?
No, definitely not.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, people from Connecticut.
I was going to say, yeah, I don't know if I'm supposed to be announcing people's IMs on the air or not if they want. But more people enter in the chat. Yeah, just so we're pointing out, we got Monty Love of the Monty Love in the studio with us.
I used to be in a band called Monty Love.
Right on.
Named, which you were a part of as well.
Yeah, I was actually in the band for a short period of time at its inception.
It wasn't really short. I mean, it was like a year and a half.
A year? Well, I mean,
a year and a half.
In comparison to the 6 years that the band existed, it's kind of short. And it was before the band hit, basically, for the most part. Before the band became the band that it was.
When was
really?
Our first show? Was it 2001 or 2000 we started?
2000.
So 2001.
I don't think that's so. I think the first show, that show in at that pizza place in Brooklyn... was, I want to say that was right before New Year's of 2000, or right after New Year's of 2000. I really think it was that early.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to figure it out, too. So 2001. So, but we played shows together. We played some classic shows together. The Charleston show, maybe not so much of a classic, but Feedback Studios, Battle of the Bands.
Oh, certainly.
Definitely, definitely a classic show.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get me wrong. Okay, I don't want to downplay my involvement by any means. It's just I feel like the band went on to so much more and became like a bigger entity than what I was involved.
First ever Dock Street show, it was with you, where we covered Blink-182's "All the Small Things."
No, what? It's really important stuff.
And we hyped the show by handing out passes. Do you remember what our flyers for the show said?
I'm trying to remember.
As he nods his head yes right. In I'm the radio world.
No, I'm looking up in the air and I'm trying to remember.
Just give him a thumbs up next time.
We handed out all these little flyers that said, "Guess who's back, May 23rd, 2001.
What? That's not a good flyer for a show?
And it had a picture that I Googled of a couple at a wedding just sitting down. And that was the whole flyer. It didn't say who we were, where the show was.
Did it work?
The show was crowded, right?
It was pretty crowded. It was a decent crowd there.
So we were back, and everyone was excited about
it. By the way, the person from Darien, Connecticut, who asked earlier was Hopi Dunn X?
Hopped on X. That's the person that actually sent me the Monty Love message.
Well, whoever he or she was pointed out that they're from Darien, Connecticut. And yes, you can announce my name.
Wait, I love the two different interpretations of the name. I love that it hopped on X, and then you say Hoppy Don.
Hopi Donuts.
Oh, you know what? Hopped on X. Holy crap. I don't even realize the hip drug culture.
I love Hopi Don X. It's much, so much better to me.
It's more like a Native American interpretation.
Hopi Don X. But yeah, so the reason Monty came in today, I mean, other than just to come in and hang out, I think there's you got some interesting things going on as of late in relation to it feels weird saying the now defunct Monty Love.
Right, right. This month is actually the 5 year anniversary. Unbelievable 5 year anniversary of 20 Songs of Love, which was our first CD. And I decided the original plan was that we were going to do a big anniversary show and we were going to play the record from beginning to end, which is something we haven't done since our fifth anniversary show. And but we broke up and we wound up not doing it. So what I did do is we went on our MySpace page and had everyone who was involved in the record, Gravy, Debo, you, Suede. We got something from Nick who recorded us and Ron Hill. Who helped, not sure what he helped with.
He owned the equipment that it was recorded on. So by the way, for the record, for those who don't know, I went under the pseudonym Suede in a past life, so that'd be me.
You don't anymore?
I'm Chris.
Really?
My name is Chris, Best in Show Chris at bestinshowradio.com.
I haven't called you Chris in probably 6 years, and I don't think it's going to change yet today.
And I don't expect it to. I'm explaining to the listeners out there who probably have no idea who Suede is, and it's like Suede.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. It's all good.
Suede was in the band, and so if you go to our MySpace page, there's a blog. It's a whole retrospective. We talk about each song, and it's also each song is now available as a free download No need to have to go into stores and buy it.
Yeah, I didn't see. I looked at the thing that you had noticed. By the way, I'm getting a message from Mike telling me that Eli Manning and Plaxico love Monty Love.
Really?
Just thought they'd. So I guess the two of them wanted to let you know that.
Wow. Definitely goes both ways.
Hot. I actually went to go look at this, and I saw the first bit that you posted up earlier. I guess it was earlier today was the first bit that I saw that was posted. I saw the Ron Hill comments from yesterday, like the foreword, if you will.
Well, the Ron Hill, I told Ron Hill, can you write about 20 Songs of Love and a recording of it? Because he was there, he was a part of it, and say, just write what you remember from it. And he wound up writing a career history of Ron Hill and Monty Love, which is not really what I wanted, but... I didn't know what to say to Ron, so I just posted it as a forward.
I kind of did something similar, and he just cut off my whole beginning thing and threw it out. And said, hey, I'll keep your comments on the songs.
I was like, Ron, can you please write about 20 Songs of Love? And he's like, the first time that I met Jay Miller, I was sitting in the cargo, and he ordered a pizza. And I'm like, not exactly what
I needed.
That's
actually my favorite song on the album.
Awesome.
So, yeah, but I thank Ron for writing that up, and so we just posted as a separate thing, which I'm sure he'll be excited about, that he had to be separated from everyone else, because he likes that.
See, I was under the impression that you were actually going to do more of a, like a separate thing, like a separate entity, as you're saying separate, but like a separate entity that it was actually maybe even going to be linked to MontyLove.com somehow, as opposed to it just being a blog on your page, and I don't know if it might be.
I don't know how to do anything web-related. The fanciest thing I ever did was if you go to MontyLove.com, there is a nostalgic photo show, slideshow, to the theme of Sarah McLachlan's I Will Remember You. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Have you seen that, Keith?
No, I
it's
haven't.
Very sad.
MontyLove.com.
So I can imagine.
Should go check
That's
that
at MontyLove.com. Maybe I'll put it up there. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. I would love it to be something really fancy, but a blog is the fanciest thing I could ever do. So, I don't know.
By the way, Hopi Donix.
You mean Hopi Don?
Ho, peed on X. Is just hitting me up again and letting me know, is there going to be a free download of Girls and of Girls of the New Boys anyplace online?
Well, probably not, considering the fact that we have probably like 8,000 CDs pressed somewhere. You can order them from Immigrant Sauna. I don't want to take money away from them. Mm-hmm. Because I already have.
I was saying you.
Again.
God. Where is Debo?
That's a good question.
Go ahead.
It's a really good. We would probably have to wait, I guess, in 4 years or so. Is that when we could look for Girls of the New Boys?
For him to get here?
Online?
Oh, yes. Yeah, for the 5th anniversary of Girls of the New Boys, it'll be available for a free download.
Excellent.
So everyone has to wait every 5 years to get free stuff from us.
Nice.
Because in 5 years, this radio show is going to be for free.
as opposed to the costly thing that it
right,
is today.
But it's going to be a 5th anniversary. It's going to be specially free. And
Fantastic.
We're going to write all about it.
It's going to be terrific.
So you don't like the thing that I did. You thought it was going to be bigger.
You're disappointed. No. Don't take it that way at all. I thought it was going to be a standalone thing. I had this thing in my head that it was going to be part of like some website itself, not something in MySpace. And that's not to say it's not big, because the fact of the matter is, 99% of the world frequents MySpace way more than they would go to another website. So
that's true.
It does. It's just not what I thought you were going to do. That's all. It's not a bad thing.
Of course, in my head, I thought it was going to be a big thing, but I know by
fireworks shooting right. off, kids. And
I know
screaming.
By now not to hype things up, because like I wanted it to be this big thing. And you see, I wrote pretty extensive things for each song, and then Gravy writes Monty screams a lot, and that's like, and that's his whole thing. And I just wrote 3 paragraphs for the song, but. I don't know. So I knew that was going to happen. I'm surprised Gravy actually wrote anything. That's the first contact I've had with him since May.
I mean, I don't know how much you want to talk about or how much you don't want to talk about the how the demise of the group happened. I don't know if that's something that you're cool talking about or not cool talking about or what. Or
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's better to talk about it now because I'm not so angry. When it first started, I was real angry.
And the band broke up now, what was it, like April, May, something like that? Officially.
Yeah, probably May, officially.
Okay.
We kind of had broken up a long time before that.
Right, right.
It was one of those things. No, we just, I don't feel all the band members are on the same page, and it just got to be a little bit, it's got to be too much. That's all. It wasn't... It's pretty, you know, pretty basic band story, you know. Band gets together, band becomes, you know, biggest band on the planet, you know.
that's the same band story that every band has, becoming the biggest band on the planet.
Yeah, and then band member dies in a freak blimp accident, and that's pretty much it. No, just one guy, you know, one guy isn't feeling it as much, and that's it. And it kind of bums everyone out, and that's it. And then you break up, and then you kind of realize that you're 30 years old in a punk rock band.
That sounds kind of familiar. I'm kind of familiar with that.
This radio show is kind of like my life in general, where I feel like I'm talking and everyone else is on Instant Messenger.
I'm like, hey. Rather than talk to Monty Love, I was actually on the Monty Love website.
Awesome. Since okay,
I'm going to go home and there's just going to be an email from Keith with all the responses to everything.
Thanks. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm posting a comment on your MySpace page.
Oh, no. Did I just break the whole radio show?
Monty just yanked his head back and his headphones went to the wayside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I should probably wire this a little bit better. Again, this is the first time that we're actually welcoming more than one person.
Oh, really?
Wait, I guess we're not welcoming more than one person because Debo is someplace on Highland Boulevard looking for my
Debo?
Block right now.
Can I call Debo?
You want to call him on the air, actually, instead?
Okay. I have a speakerphone. Is that which is?
No, I have a phone. I have a phone that we can get him. You want to give me the number? I guess you maybe don't want to announce it. You want to type it in here or write it down, or I could look at it.
There we go.
Like real
it's
boy.
It's 917-757-969. See, now let's see if anyone can figure that out.
Awesome.
I didn't really give it away.
Let's see.
Look at that. On your computer, there's a telephone.
Like gentlemen. Like true, true boys.
Can we call my mom next?
Absolutely, if you'd like to.
I have so many phone calls to make.
By the way, we're getting instant messages from Mike, the same person who said Eli and Plaxico love you, letting us know that Debo is in Costco at the moment. He's actually at Costco.
Costco is, does he mean the state in Indiana? Because then he's really far away. He's not even going to answer his phone.
This is Dennis. I can't call to the phone right now. Please leave a message, and I won't call you ever.
We're all giving away our real names. What is
when
that?
When you finish recording, you may hang up.
Is that his mother?
One for more.
I don't remember his voicemail being like this.
Leave a callback number. Press 5.
He probably got a new phone. Are we going to leave a message?
Yeah, sure. Hey, Dennis, what's up? This is Best in Show. Mm-hmm. Hey, Debo. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ruin the illusion. Use your illusion 2 and 1. Dennis, this is Best in Show. Calling you where you're supposed to be. We don't know where you are. And there's about 25 minutes left of the show. Thanks for coming by.
There's still 25 minutes left?
God, I was waiting for it to be done. Yeah, we go till 1 o'clock. We go till 1 p.m.
Oh, my God. You know,
he was just wondering how long he's going to have to talk to himself while we mess around on the internet.
Oh, I can do it for hours. Don't worry.
By the way,
hello? Debo!
Hello, hello, hello!
Why is he calling on the cell phone instead
coming?
Of calling?
Yeah, I'm 2 minutes away.
All right.
Don't forget to call me to get buzzed in.
All right, dude.
Bye.
Look at that. He answers for you, but he doesn't answer the unlisted number that he doesn't know.
Well, I never thought a cell phone on speaker would go over that well.
Yeah, honestly, why are we even paying for this cottage thing? This is ridiculous.
I happen to be looking at your instant message, and it says, can Monty tell the story of the CD? Well, if you go to our MySpace page...
It actually says the story of his cat. You're actually 5 feet away, and you can't read from that distance. It's time to get some glasses. But if you do want the story of Monty's CD, go to myspace.com/MontyLove.
I got so excited. I thought somebody really wanted to hear this story of the CD. And I was like, go to the MySpace page. But if you put an A and a T together, it looks like a D.
I agree.
Oh, my God.
I was so excited. I thought somebody wanted to really know. So I directed them elsewhere.
I thought someone actually cared about something I did. Oh, man, this is Saturday.
The story of your cat.
The
is
story
actually
of my cat? I don't know what story there is.
He was cute. You fed him, changed the litter sometimes.
You're going to have to wait 4 more years for the 5th anniversary of my cat.
Awesome. We got Monty Love in the studio. Pretty soon we'll have Debo of the Monty Love in the studio with us. We're enjoying some fun times and having some good discussion here on bestinshowradio.com, Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpxradio.com. You can get us on the hotline at 877-744-6405 or get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Chris or Best in Show
Keith. Are people
Keith.
Allowed to call in?
That's the number I just gave, 877-744-6405. Anybody can feel free to call.
The first person to call in wins.
What are they getting?
20 Songs of Love CD.
Not look at
signed,
that.
A signed copy
exclusively. So feel free to call into the show. And No Story of a Cat is going to be involved. Off of that record is a fine song. Since you said we're feeling this, I mean, you said we're talking about feeling things a little bit before. Let's throw on We're Feeling This for a couple seconds here on Best in Show Radio. I should have done that better.
This is fun.
Like that, while we're in the middle of a song, someone's looking to be the first caller to get a copy of 20 Songs of Love. Hold on, let's do this. Hey, who's oh, Jesus, you two creeps. Just so you guys know, you'll send a message. Show. Someone is on the phone right now. Hey.
Hey, Gravy's here.
Yeah, this is the last thing I was expecting right now. Is hey, who's on the line with us?
Is this the surprise?
Is someone happening? On the line with us?
Hey.
Who's this?
Jay.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
You know what? I'm a big fan of Monty Love.
Yeah, it's my mother.
Terrific.
Now you don't have to call her.
Yes. So now you're not on the your music is on the radio now.
Yeah.
Right? You see? Yeah. Great. Yeah. Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Mom.
And you know what? I think I should be like all the other fans and tell you I think you should get back together with your band.
Yeah.
Wow. And,
my mother thinks we should get back together. Oh, a Gatorade. Thanks.
Absolutely. You should get back together.
All right. Mom, do you know how to play bass?
Whoever was bummed out about the band, replace him and go on. That's
wow.
What I think.
All right.
That's what I think. That's what you should do.
All right.
Well, you know what? You're pretty good on the radio.
Oh, thanks. So you think I should take over the show, basically?
You should take over the show.
All right, I'm
get
out.
Your own show.
Thank God. I can sleep on Sundays.
That's what I think.
Mama, do you know Mom, do you know how to do a podcast?
What's that?
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks a lot, Jay. All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
Excellent. So I guess your mom's getting a free copy of 20 Songs of Love.
Which is strange because she hasn't listened to the band in 5 years either.
Awesome. So it's kind of like a weird anniversary.
In the
few minutes, if you didn't hear, the everything got a little crazy here. Debo and Gravy have joined
and
us here in the studio.
In.
Had I known the two of you would be here, I actually would have had three microphones ready.
Right. Holler at you.
Oh, so that's Debo's surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. For those who don't know, I haven't seen Gravy in how many months?
How long? Maybe nine.
No, probably since May. June, July.
August.
May, June, July, August, September.
November.
5 months. You look different. You look all grown up.
I've grown up?
Yeah, look all grown up.
I've grown up. Debo actually looks like he lost a little weight. Not.
But then he looks like he just found it. So. It's so funny. We're talking, and these guys are—they're all hectic and manic.
No, I'm trying to figure out exactly what's going on with the room, and I'm trying to make it so everyone could hear. So you actually don't even need headphones anymore, so everyone could.
I
be
hear
part of the show.
I like wearing headphones. It makes it more professional.
Feel free.
Shabba, when are you due?
I am 19 months pregnant, and I'm tremendous.
Twins.
No. Quintuplets. By the way, you're listening to Best in Show, Best in Show Radio. bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. Call us on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405, or get us on the instant messenger with questions for three quarters of Monty Love that are here right now. We got Gravy Debo and Monty Love in the studio.
Well, now Money's going to be mad because he wanted to come, and I said there was no room. I go, there's only room for two of us. There's no room for three of us.
Exactly, which is why Dennis, I'm sorry, why Debo's sitting on the side right now with no headphones or microphone, looking around saying, what the hell am I doing
yeah.
here?
But honestly, Money is tremendous.
Is he getting bigger? Yeah. Getting bigger. I haven't seen him either,
but he's probably gigantic.
Get a girlfriend, Money. Her name is Jenny Craig.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Sweet, do you think you're... Oh, who's calling us?
I'm actually... There are people that are asking in the chat room, who exactly was the bad guy in the breakup?
Ooh,
is this something
question.
That we want to talk about right
that's
now?
That's a good question.
Good question.
Yeah. Let's see.
I'm going to take the spot as I was the bad guy in the breakup because
right.
I'm bad.
No, if I had to blame someone, it would probably be Gravy.
Totally.
Without pointing them, but I won't point fingers.
Totally.
I'll just say it. Because that makes it nicer.
It's absolutely true.
Bobo, by the way, is pointing out in the chat room that bands should last 5 years. That's what the song on Ziggy Stardust is about. And he's pointing out that you guys won the Ron and Fez Festival of Rock and Ribs.
But didn't
that back in the NW days.
That song on on Ziggy Stardust, the David Bowie song 5 years, made the singer from the Germs shoot himself.
Oh. Well, the Sorry? Year's not over yet. The year's not over yet.
No, I'm not that wasn't a suggestion. It's a little side note.
We did win the Ron and Fez Battle of the Bands, which made us sell tens of copies of our last CD. So that was exciting.
And I think you were there. You were highly intoxicated.
I may or may not have had a couple of drinks and may have been involved in some of the enjoyment that fine evening.
That was a good time that night.
Absolutely.
I was sick as a dog. I remember that. And we went to go pick up my car from the valet, and the car guy drove over my guitar.
That's holy Christ! I totally forgot that. I did you recall that that Billy Staples, actually former Ron and Fez producer, actually attempted to throw myself and Gravy's brother Chaz the Dazzler out because we started dumping beer on top of one of the other competitors in the competition.
That wasn't legal. I thought
it was part. I thought it was all part of the fun.
Was it on the singer of Seymour Glass?
That's exactly who it was. No, it wasn't the singer. It was the guitar player of Seymour Glass. Steve Pepe got beer dumped on his head while he was trying to plug into an amp. We're on the, I guess, the loft above where they were playing from.
Did Steve Pepe not appreciate that?
No, he thought it was great. Billy Staples hated it and tried to throw us out for it.
Wow.
Friendly competition, man. That's all.
Well, Billy Staples later joined the band, which makes it more understandable.
Ouch.
That wasn't a shot at anyone.
No, what? What'd I say?
No.
What'd I say?
I think he literally hurt himself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He pulled something. If you don't know, you listen to Best in Show exclusively.
We should call Money. Can we call Money?
You absolutely can. Give me
that
phone number.
Should we talk about something first? We haven't talked about anything. Or do we just rant?
Yeah, that's what we do here. Every Sunday from 11 to 1, we sit for 2 hours and talk about
Unless you
nothing.
Have something you want to talk about.
No, I thought maybe there was some sort of
We've been waiting for someone to have something to talk about because we failed for about a year now.
Hold on. Here, look at my notebook. These are the things to talk about today. I'm holding up an empty page.
My notebook's in my house.
As soon as you find something to write about, you'll bring it with you.
My notebook actually says Steelers Seahawks. Right. Who's going to win?
Well, does Debo, do you want to say anything?
You want to...
He's yelling no in the background to no microphone.
Debo wants the band back together.
No, I'm good.
Excellent. That's radio gold, friend.
Right. I'm so jealous that he doesn't have a microphone and he doesn't have to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Debo moved in with his girlfriend just recently.
I have. Debo, you moved in with...
Moved in with his girlfriend.
You moved in with your girlfriend.
His life is over.
I can't believe that.
I was going to say, what are you talking about? I heard that you got engaged, buddy.
Yep,
look at that. Congratulations.
Excellent.
June 16th, we have a show that day.
Oh, man.
That's our reunion show.
His name is Nick.
Awesome. So you in the 6 months, you moved in.
Hold on, we got someone that just joined us on the phone here. Hey, you're listening to Best in Show, and you're on the line with Monty Love. Who's this? I guess you're
great.
Not even there.
Is that
I'm talking to somebody.
Sounds like a baby crying.
Are you there? You were talking.
You're unbelievable. You fucking have Gravy sitting over there and you don't even let me come?
That's Money.
Money, how's your vagina?
Wow.
Hey,
wow.
Money. Why don't we watch your language there for a moment?
Cuss words are bad.
I can't believe I got to say this, but can you please lower your radio? I feel so profesh.
I'm going profesh.
How's OTB money?
Oh, it's great.
Money works at OTB as a teller.
I do.
Some money.
Hey, you know what? I want to tell you something. That Rock and Rib Festival, Sway was so drunk, he started licking my face.
I don't even mean he was drunk.
That was just trying to
He did that to me this morning. He wasn't drinking yet.
It was because you had chocolate all over you.
Starving.
Man, it was true. You were licking my face.
Well, Money, do you want to tell your thoughts of the recording of 20 Songs of Love?
I didn't really record that, but
right.
I played it live.
That's why we didn't invite you.
Real funny. Yeehaw, you guys got me.
You're going to have to wait till the 5th anniversary of you joining the band.
Yeah, wonderful.
Excellent. For those of you who want to check anything out, you head over to myspace.com/MontyLove. You can find out all about this, the 20 Songs of Love 5-year reunion blog stuff that's there. And I don't know. You creeps.
All right, I got to go. My house is on fire.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Thanks for adding so much.
Go
see ya.
Go finish eating.
Why? You just made it sound so bad. Our 5th anniversary blog, is that what you called
stuff.
It?
Stuff.
Well, it was. It is a blog. I mean, it's a five-year anniversary.
I just wanted to be so much better than that. You're like 5th anniversary words.
How could it get any better? How could it get any better, honestly?
I don't even have a picture up. There's no pictures of us when we were when we recorded it. We made so many enemies after that recording.
Oh, man,
Ron Hill hated me. Nick hated me. Joe Taco hated me.
We hated you.
Sway didn't really like me.
No, that was before the recording. By the time the recording happened, it was blown over.
I remember how you left the band.
Let's talk about that.
That was crazy.
Sure.
So we used to be in Monty Love. We used to record down at Future Star, right?
Yeah.
And I think we were, I brought a new song into the studio. I think it was New Source, it was called.
Was it your song or was it Sway's? I think it was Sway's song.
No, it was.
It was a mix.
I got to be honest. I remember it being worked through. I don't honestly remember who specifically wrote it. I believe for the most part it was Gravy's song.
It was much different at the time. It was much faster and played out straight through. And I guess there was we were coming up with lyrics for it or something. Oh, sorry, we're coming up with lyrics. What were the original lyrics? I mean, or what was it? Chiavo Cheapo?
Okay, understand something. Here's this has been published on this 5th anniversary edition special MySpace. Everyone loves it. Blog.
You still had to get blogging.
I don't know how to blow it up. I don't know what to say. But it's been pointed out on there that this song was the reason why I left the band. Totally not true. Arguments with reference to this song.
This was the straw.
It may have been the straw. That's probably close to the truth. But the break part of the song, this bridge or whatever, for some reason I wanted the backup vocals. I don't know how it happened that I wanted them to be Nuevo Chapo. Nuevo Chapo.
Right.
And was that new cheap?
Right. And I don't even understand how exactly it happened. And that, like I said, I don't necessarily think that was the straw.
Well, because I remember you saying, I go, well, you're not really going to sing Nuevo Chapo. And you said, yes, I am. And I go, no, you're not. And then you go, oh, so you're going to tell me what I can and cannot sing. And I said, yep. And you were just like, okay. And I just saw, like, you didn't end it there, but I saw in your head, you were like, that's
wow. It. Hey, I guess my memory doesn't work exactly. That probably, it sounds, it probably did
wow,
happen.
Wow, people actually.
I was nowhere near there, and that sounds exactly like you.
Monty's a hated man by many people.
Well, you know what?
You either love you or hate you. It's very true. There's no middle ground when it comes to you.
Does either like me or hate me?
I've said
it's like hate you or really hate you.
What is it? Does tolerate or hate me? Those are the only two things.
I've said quite a few times that outside of being in a band with Monty, as a person, I like Monty. I actually get along with Monty, and I have no problems with it. Being in a band with him it was a little stressful and wasn't maybe the most fun thing I ever had in my life.
Yeah, no, a lot of people. I mean,
but you know what? That's also that falls under the category of that you have a vision that you want to work with, and if people don't fit into that vision, it doesn't work the way you want it to. Maybe it's not going to work out the way you want it to.
Yeah,
that's why to me it was never a personal thing. It was we didn't work as a band. We were always still friends, and I had no problem with it.
Right. Well, it was good. Yeah, I mean, you were great in the band. We had great we were talking about memories.
We were talking about memories. Thank you.
That was my favorite memory.
By the way, you listen to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. You can call us up on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405.
So, Sway, is there any songs on 20 Songs of Love that you wrote completely? That's basically yours?
I'm looking at the whole song. I don't think that I wrote any one fully. I mean, in my mind, I'd like to believe that I wrote You Want What We Got, but that's a point of contention.
I don't know who wrote that.
I would like to know that, too, because I heard a story that
Maurice was his Monty Love name.
Yes, Maurice.
Well, we were up in Frank Cavallo's attic. He was the drummer. Suede was guitar. I was singer.
And guitar still at that point.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. And of course, I'm still guitarist. Speaking of, Beck, our other guitar player, hates me to no end. Like, you wouldn't believe how much he hates me. He probably hates me the most out of everyone, right?
Yes.
And not only and the bad part is about when people hate me. It's not like oh, he's such a jerk. He hates me. It's like, oh, he hates me and has every reason for it. So, I apologize to Beck.
Oh.
And Joe Taco. And
I saw the apology to Joe Taco actually in the fifth anniversary blog that is actually up at myspace.com/MontyLove blog.
Who else do I apologize to?
I don't know, but I mean,
it's a long list. That's going to be the next blog.
Monty Love has been through a lot of players.
It's kind of like it's like the Spinal Tap drummer thing.
Yes,
that you have the revolving guitarist
right
policy.
But I want to know when do you think it changed between all becoming like I know before me and Money, it was people were not expendable, but if somebody, you know, left and came and went, it would still go on. When do you think it changed, the band dynamic changed in that way? Where
it wasn't until recently, I think. Yeah. It wasn't until like maybe like last year or 2 years ago. I was like, if one of these four guys left the band, it wouldn't be the band anymore. So that's why a lot of people were just like, just get someone else to play bass or get you know, something like that. It's just like, it's not going to work without, and even without Money. I think if Money finally became like a full-time guitar player.
Official guitar player.
Yeah, because we felt like even if Money left the band, it wouldn't be the band anymore. So it wouldn't work. And I think that's for all of us. Maybe except me.
Oh.
No. So, yeah. That was a good question, Gravy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks for calling.
Got real serious for a moment.
When do you...
I'm just looking at the... We just lost 12 listeners. Great. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. 12? What, do we have -6 now?
So do you expect any shows in the upcoming future? With
Monty Love? Wow.
June 16th next year?
June 16th. 3 p.m.
Why is someone online saying, I hate you, Monty?
That would be Jennifer in the chat room is saying, I hate you, Monty. Not really. She followed it
up. Oh, that's a girl?
I would assume, unless it's Jenny for the guy.
Maybe it's Jenny Penny. We haven't heard from her in a while.
Oh, that was my ex-girlfriend.
Ouch.
Yeah.
She hated me.
Singer.
She hated me.
Too.
What other girlfriends hated me? All girlfriends hated me. Did Nikki hate me?
Probably. Yeah.
Nikki hated me for a while. Joy definitely hated me.
Hated? That implies past tense.
Come on. I'm a nicer guy now.
By the way, Joy is my wife. No,
she definitely hated me. I don't think she does anymore.
She didn't hate you. Again,
an unrelated note, I hear somebody sharpening knives outside.
Yeah, no. I mean,
that's the baby.
She why? Because she has a vendetta about the whole thing. No, it falls into the same category of that. She saw that I would get stressed out by you and. I don't know. I'm trying to deflect and make it be something.
Like,
she didn't like you.
Money hated you. Money used to hate. Money probably
Money
still
hated
hates
me.
You.
No, I was a jerk. I admit it. I don't think I'm so much of a jerk anymore.
Again, was you get into that past?
What about Debo? Debo, have you ever hated Monty in any since you've been in a band? You've been in the band by what, 6 years?
Yeah, something like that. I didn't really hate him. I drink a lot.
Oh, great. I drown my pain.
Man, you know, when I came here, I was in such a good mood. Now I'm so bummed. Oh.
wah, 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 wah.
I wish somebody cared.
For the record, I never hated you, but I wasn't in the band.
That's true. You don't hate me because, see, this is why I lock myself in my apartment, because Keith doesn't hate me because he has the most minimal amount of contact with me.
But I don't know, if you ever see some of the posts on the message board for our football pick'em league, I think he actually does hate you secretly.
Oh, that's you? Oh, forget it.
Well, now your brother hates me. I'll probably put that one in. I mean, I think your brother has hated me, but he definitely hates me a lot more now.
Dude, you're so hateable, man. You're just very hateable.
Chaz, the only representative of Best in Show that actually went to the Renaissance Festival yesterday. Good stuff.
How was the rye?
I didn't go, so I wouldn't know. We're a bunch of creeps. We plan a big trip and don't go to it. Thank everybody for showing up.
That's messed up, man.
So what? We only have like 10 minutes left.
Give or take. Give or take.
This is sad.
It's almost like a sad, sad ending. Almost like a creepy, sad abortion that's happening as I play the next song from Monty Law of 20 Songs of Love. That was a really good segue, right?
It
would be awesome if the song starts.
Let me ask you a question. Are you 486? If you are, we can F each other.
Well, the mic's still on? Yeah, I guess they are.
We don't fit under the covers. Please say it, don't spray it. I heard it the first time that you stated it. Words were yelled in my fucking ear. How could I miss it? How could I miss it? Let me answer the question. I am 4, are you 486? It's not a spell, it's a chemical. It's just the reason your tongue won't swell. Quizzle put the F. The F-U-N, back in dysfunctional. The F-U-N, back in dysfunctional. It's all gravy, baby. It's all gravy, baby.
Sorry. I'm getting hit. Hey, you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. We have Monty Love, 3/4 of the group in the studio with us. If you feel like asking him a question or talking about anything,
check
give
it
us
out.
A call, 877-744-6405. Or hit us on the instant messenger.
That's
what's
the
up?
Oh, that was that?
No, it's the song. It's not over yet.
Oh.
It's me unzippering my pants.
At Best in Show Chris, you know, or Best in Show Keith to ask whatever you need.
I listened to that song for the first... When I did this blog, I listened to the CD for the first time probably in 3 years. And I totally forgot about the sound effects on that song and totally forgot about the microphone going down the pants.
Me and Dan Wright did that in his apartment. And I wasn't too sure about the beats in it and the samples, but I think I really liked them. I don't know.
Gravy has this thing where he'll agree with whatever you say.
Yeah.
But even if he doesn't like it, you'll be like, what do you think? It sounds good? He'll be like, yeah, it sounds great. You'll be like, you really think it sounds good? Yeah, it sounds great.
I totally do that.
But then you'll be like, is it too fast? I'll go, yeah, it's too fast.
Well, but great, but too fast.
Why couldn't you say that? But he'll only agree with you, basically.
No, he's right.
There you go. Excellent. We have Monty Love in the studio talking about the 5-year anniversary of the release of 20 Songs of Love. There's a blog commemorating it on MySpace, myspace.com/MontyLove.
We're so old.
I'm reading some of these things. One person wrote, that song sounds a lot like Smog, but the band Smog. I think I'm the only one who finds that funny because I know Smog. Who Smog is.
I thought
Smog's like a real band.
I thought she was referring to the weather condition. That sounds a lot like Smog.
It kind of does. That song smells like Smog. So this is it.
Wow, it's being asked, could you guys do something a cappella in the room? I am totally not prepared for this. If you guys want to try something, I actually have a guitarist right there. If you actually want to try something, I guess a cappella doesn't mean guitars. But still.
Should we do Shy?
If you guys want to try something.
Shy? Shy?
I don't think we could do it. Do you know all that?
Yeah, well, if you sing the beginning, we could just do the beginning verse and end it.
Okay, we could do a little bit of it.
You want to take my mic?
No, he doesn't sing on it. Sing. He doesn't sing on it.
Okay, are we talking a cappella? Do you want to
do it?
We're
going to do an a cappella.
Excellent, excellent.
Hold up.
So we've got a special performance here by Monty Love on Best in Show Radio.
We'll do that.
We can do that together.
Okay.
Okay, ready? One, two.
Ooh, da-da-doo, da-doo, ooh.
Ba-da-do, the very first time that I saw your brown eyes. Your lips said hello and I went high. And I knew right there you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction. But to my satisfaction, baby, she was more than just a friend. And if I ever in love again, I will be sure that the lady is a friend. And if I ever fall in love so true, I will be sure that the lady's just like you.
Thank you.
That was good.
Excellent, excellent stuff.
When did we write that?
I didn't realize you guys wrote that. That's a really great song.
Back in 82, I think.
I think so, right? That was one of our first songs.
Good stuff. We've got Monty Love in the studio. If you guys have anything for him, 877-744-6405, or get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith.
We're actually going to be doing a fifth anniversary blog of that recording, of that song that we just did now in 5 years on our MySpace page.
Awesome.
In blackface.
So
great.
So if you guys don't want to write something up now, and email it to me.
I'm typing as we speak.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. Any other questions?
I like to cough when there's people talking, and then it just got silent, so I had to stop.
You guys don't have a cough button?
Yeah, it's this.
That's pretty
works
good.
Great, right?
I have a cough switch. Button too.
Oh man,
that's it.
I can't believe it was been 5 years though. It went by so quick.
Yeah.
Time Sorry. Flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just going through a lot of the comments here, and they all seem to be harping on the same thing of wanting to know who the biggest prick in the band was over and over again.
Come on. This whole conversation has been who hates Monty, how many people hate Monty.
No, but here's the thing. I think within the four of us, I don't know, unless you guys all secretly hated me, I don't think anyone really hated anyone. After Money came back in the band, because I think we all bonded together in our hatred of Money, I think once Money came back in the band, I don't think any of us really hated anyone. No?
No.
I think we disliked certain things, but of course we're in a band.
Qualities,
you know, we're
exactly.
in a relationship. We all hate
human beings being, you know.
Yes.
I mean, together,
when it came to musical stuff, I think it was a great, great relationship. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Could bring anything to the table. There was no egos involved. Oh, can I play this? It was very cool. It was very cool. You know,
yeah.
Debo couldn't play a beat. He let, you know, me play it. That's very cool.
And you know what? We really went downhill, I think, when Gravy finally got a real bass amp and we were able to hear him play.
Me. Yes.
Because it really turned things around. Because we were like, wait a minute. He has no idea what he's playing.
I was very tight and committed. And committed? Come on.
Committed. You were committed.
I was committed a couple of days ago.
Right.
Billy! But you know what? I would really love to get back to bed together.
Wow, look at this.
I would really would.
Did you say back to bed?
Back to
you
bed.
You tried to say back to bed.
I really would like to get back to bed. It's so early.
No, let's get back together, man.
For what?
Come on. Debo lives. I would like to get back together because now Debo lives an hour away further. So
Debo
he has
lives
to drive
2 hours away.
Debo has to drive 2 hours.
So then, because this is what our practices became in the last year. We'd go there. We'd hang out for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, talk. We'd play like 2-3 songs, and Griff would be like, I got a meeting. I got to go.
True.
A meeting? A meeting with who? I don't know. And then he would just leave.
Wait, was that actually the response? I don't know.
Yeah. He had meetings. He had appointments. He had
a conference call.
He was the busiest.
Be on a bridge.
He was the busiest guy. But surprisingly, he took the bus everywhere, I guess, because your car was always in your driveway.
I was making moves. Yes, I was definitely making moves.
So our practice schedule was pretty much about 15, 20 minutes of practice. And then we'd have a show, and nobody really wanted to play. Well, maybe, and by everyone, I mean Gravy. Gravy, why didn't you ever want to play a show?
That was just who I was, you know what I mean? I think that was my persona in the band, the devil may care attitude.
But you didn't have to live the persona in the car.
That's true, that's true.
We had no fans in the car, we weren't running a podcast.
I'm a method actor, man.
So,
by the way, I'm getting hit left and right by... Hoponix. on the instant messenger asking specifically for the live version of Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Actually,
no, is there a live version? That's off of the record, correct?
Yeah, he's going to have to come back in 3 years for the 50th anniversary.
Do you have that, Debo? You actually have that on? You have your MP3 player? Does that actually have it on it, or?
A live version?
No. I mistook. She was asking. She was asking.
Let's
about
not waste time with music.
Sorry.
Zoinks.
And that's not the record we're celebrating. That record sucks.
Music's not what bands are about.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's all about 5-year anniversary blogs. MySpace.com/MontyLove. That's all that matters.
The 20 song, the Girls and the New Boys record, that'll be good in probably 3 more years when I listen to it. Why are you pulling out?
He's pulling out an MP3 player.
I don't
want to
hear that song. No, are you pulling in or pulling out?
Do you really like that
Gravy
album?
Train. Which one?
The 20 Songs of Love?
When I listened back to it, I thought it was great.
Really?
Yeah, I really thought it was great. I mean,
what do you think, Sway?
I'm a big fan. I'm definitely a big fan. Yeah. I don't think it's nearly the record that Girls and the New Boys is, but I think it's I
but
think it's a really good
when
record.
When I listen to it, it's weird because I think back. I'm like, I feel like we were 18 years old when we recorded that record because it's really like.
What were you, though? How old were you at the time? 23?
No.
Not even?
I was like 26.
You're old.
25. 25 years old.
You're not 30 years old yet.
Yeah, he is.
No, I'm just kidding. I was 18. Come on,
wow.
Guys.
Holy suicide time.
Look, I'm receding.
Yeah, but you haven't since you're 15 years old, though, haven't you?
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying as a friend.
So when you met me, you thought I was balding. I can't believe this.
Oh my God.
If it makes you feel better, I was balding in 7th grade, so.
Oh, now I feel so much better.
Everything's great now.
But no, I think
I swore that you were much younger. I totally swore you were much younger.
No, we're like the same age. We went to high school together.
No, but I was like old in high school, and you were the young upstart, and I was the old.
You were 34.
I was the wily veteran in high school. At
to see Cavaricci's on.
I'll tell you something. You was a Luke Perry about Jack Suede, aka Chris. The first time I ever met him, he was part of the stage crew on the play.
by the way, just a call back to the beginning of the show, Bobo in the chat room is asking if anyone in Monty Love is bisexual. A call back to the first half hour of the show. If you don't know what we're talking about, you're going to have to download it this week or go to the podcast.
Well, how many guys are in the room? 2, 4, 5. So half of us are gay, basically.
Awesome.
Half of us are on. One
I
half,
like my odds.
One half of us has to be bisexual then. Because if there were 10 of us here, one of us would be... homosexual. Isn't that what she said? 1 out of every 10?
But I'm actually half gay. So that might have something
to do with
it.
On your mother or father's side.
They're actually each half themselves.
No, but the first time I met him, you were on stage crew, and I was in the play. Hello! And,
speaking of gay, yeah. You got your answer right there, Bobo.
Hello, Joe! And you were shaving your head with a Bic razor, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. You had that mushroom cut.
Oh, nice. The Mike Patton that I was quite fond of.
Yeah, and I thought you were pretty cool. And
wrong.
And then you actually met me and spoke to me and realized the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, true. No, I still think you're pretty cool.
Oh.
And wow, that story went nowhere. Fast.
How long does the show go for?
The show is actually supposed to be over in 3 minutes.
But the people want it to end. Can we do overtime?
Absolutely not, because this is not our radio station. We actually are on another radio station, tpxradio.com.
All right, we'll just come back next week.
They actually have a schedule. Oh, you got it. Hired.
Welcome to the Monty Love Show featuring Chris and Keith.
Chris and Keith won't be here.
Don't bother driving home. You might as well just hang around for the week.
Chris will say featuring, or would it be more like with special guests and with special appearance by... Others.
Possible special appearance.
And all the rest.
Possibly talking anyone but Monty.
Is there anything specifically you guys want to take it out with as we're getting ready to end this show that we're just about over time on here, Best in Show Radio, exclusively on TPX, every week 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.?
All right, I'll throw this out because our big 7th annual Christmas spectacular is coming up.
It is happening.
No. Well, I don't know.
Wait. It's coming up. Is it happening? No.
Well, you know, I got asked back in June to book a date for it from the guy from Dock Street. So the date was booked. I booked it just in case, but I don't know. Not that it's been done. So I guess I'll ask you guys if I know Debo wants.
This would be called the hot seat section of the show. Yeah. Right on the air.
Gravy
live,
or on the
say.
Budweiser hot seat. Would you play a reunion farewell Christmas show?
Could I act like I really don't want to be there?
You could, well...
act?
Of course I would. Of course I would.
Right, but here's the catch. It's on June 16th of next year.
Wait, that's not Christmas time?
No, it's going to be a special
it's
one.
It's like Crazy Eddie, Christmas in June.
So you need to decide now. Make a decision. Well, actually, the thing is, we're going to play your wedding. Isn't Nikki cool with that?
Totally. Totally cool with that.
So, all right. Well, you know, Gravy will do it. It's just a matter of money will do it.
I don't know. He might be even too big to play the guitar.
Keith, do you want to answer for money?
Yes.
There we go.
Money might have to sit down and play the guitar like a keyboard. A keytar. Is that what it's called?
Keytar.
He's gigantic. He is gigantic. We actually invited him here today, but he couldn't get out the house. They couldn't rent a crane in time.
Wow.
So
I'll sit idly by and uncomfortable as I listen to fat jokes. It makes me feel
so crummy. Here's the thing now. If we play a reunion show, I feel it would be only fitting that if Sandwich would play a reunion show as well. I feel like that would be the only thing that would make it really right.
It was a great time having you guys in here in the studio today.
Gooey
show. I could talk to the fellas about that. I'd be honored to be involved in something like that. I think that'd be great.
Yeah,
and I can't wait to get sprayed with a fire extinguisher. It'll be terrific.
No, we can't do that again.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'd be afraid of getting kicked in the head by Mike Runner or something like that.
Oh my god, yeah, that's a good point. Well, the last Christmas show, or the last two, right before Dave, the owner of Doc Street, goes, I took and hid all the fire extinguishers. I'm like, oh great. Wait a minute, that's not a good idea at all. Let's see. What song should we go out on?
What song
on?
Do you want to end with? I was trying to do a quiet off mic and
yeah,
sound like
no,
a pro.
It didn't really work.
Yeah.
Well.
Milk.
Jack Swade, can you recall when we played Milk at our 20th anniversary show? Because it was horrendous.
At our 20th anniversary show? What?
Forget it.
It's going to be great in 15 years.
Play Girls. I think Girls is our best song. Yeah. What do you guys think?
I'm down with it.
Right? See, that is track 1, 2, 3, 4, 16, 5, 6. Look at this guy. He knows it.
Or 15. I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, 15.
15. Track
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 19 minus 5.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is track 15. You've been listening to Best in Show with Monty Love. Thanks to the guys for coming in today. It's been a good time.
No, it's 16.
Oh, sorry. No, it's 15.
You sure?
I'm 100% positive. That means it's the 16th track on my playlist. It doesn't mean the 16th track.
Thank you guys
on the record.
For having
Hey guys,
us,
thanks
man.
So much.
Thank
this
you.
Was a great time.
This is awesome.
Yeah. You guys got to check out the 5th anniversary blog that is on MySpace. I don't understand why it's so painful to say that. MySpace.com/MontyLove. Go to MontyLove.com. Watch the beautiful Sarah McLachlan video. And get ready to see these guys in a couple months. You got to come enjoy the times.
It was great seeing the band again.
It was
not
excellent. You're listening to Best in Show. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks to Vanessa for a special report. Thanks to all of you for checking us out, and we'll see you next week.
Gooey.
And if I hit the thing, then music should start.
Goodbye, Goyles.
Up in here with your beer, watch the water garbage out and listen up.
The future's here.
Hey, all you ladies in the back, what you lack is a little bit of.